from stpetecatalyst.com.
I'm Joe Hamilton, and you're watching My Mayor exclusively on St. Pete Catalyst. With our new series, My Mayor, we're spending some quality time one-on-one with each of the candidates to get to know the person behind the policy. We'll record every other Wednesday and then release it the next day on Thursday. Our format will be to spend a few minutes catching up with the candidate on how the campaign's going, and then ask the same one question to each candidate with giving them ample time to answer in depth. Our goal is, as you spend the coming weeks getting to know these candidates through these deeper answers, that you'll be able to make the right decision for you as to who should be our next leader. We'll invite you to continue the conversation on the Catalyst platform through the comments, with a reminder that we actually moderate our comments so that you can share your perspectives and your insight without fear of being hijacked by trolls or negativity. We're back for My Mayor Episode 2. Joining me in the Catalyst studio is Vince Nowicki, candidate for mayor. Hey, Vince, how's it going?
Great, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream. How's life on the campaign trail?
Life on the campaign trail is going really well. You know, we're talking with voters every single day, door to door, business to business, running a true campaign for the people of the city, by the people of the city, getting a lot of grassroots momentum.
Cool. All right, so we're getting to know you through the people who influenced you. So our question for today is name three people, or I guess it's a statement, but name three people who influenced you. We're looking for someone in your immediate life, someone sort of nationally that you may or may not have even met, and then somebody from history. So we'll start with someone in your immediate circle.
So somebody in my immediate circle was my grandmother, Tina Rattini. She was a true and pure example of just unconditional love. Anytime I had a half a day from school, she would pick me up and take me to Burger King to get a Whopper. Anytime there was a snow day in Baltimore, I would go over to her house and we would watch The Price is Right with Bob Barker at 11 in the morning. And she was just a guiding light of just unconditional love to any and everybody that she met. And I ended up living with her my senior year of high school. She had breast cancer and it started to metastasize throughout her whole body. And my mom was working two jobs at the time. And so I, you know, had to step up and live with my grandmother my senior year of high school. And I would help her with breakfast. I would make lunch for her because she couldn't walk around because she had surgery and had to, you know, get picked up sometimes by teachers at school because she wasn't able to drive and I wasn't driving yet. And she was just always somebody that said, you know, Vince, just always continue to do the right thing. You know, Vince, you know, you're just a great example. And she was just an amazing person. And everyone that met her loved her. And she was a friend to all. And, you know, she was just very special and had a real meaningful impact throughout my life.
And unconditional love is a rare and beautiful thing. Is there a way that a mayor can raise the level of unconditional love in a community?
For sure. I definitely believe that's attainable and possible. And it starts with showing up in the community, showing up in the city, you know, with, you know, all the murders that have happened within the last 2 weeks. You know, I believe there was like four or five of them just within the last 2 weeks, 14 year to date. Anytime there's a murder in the city, I show up and talk with people in the community. I knock on their doors. I go to the park and start talking with people saying, hey, what can we do to work together? And I think people are starting to recognize that, maybe not as unconditional love, but I think that's the right step in at least having a conversation and then working together to have a loving and beautiful city.
That's great. Thank you. Let's move on to person number two, someone in the world who's alive that you may or may not have met that's influenced you.
So I grew up in Baltimore, for those of you that don't know. And if you grew up in Baltimore and were a football fan, Ray Lewis was your guy. I played middle linebacker for 17 years, and he always raised his standards and was always able to raise the team standards based off his hard work. And one thing that he always said was, effort is between you and you. Nobody can take that away. The other team can't judge your effort. Effort is always between you and you. So Ray Lewis has retired now and continues to be an advocate for criminal justice reform. He continues to be an advocate in communities throughout the United States. And, you know, he was born and raised right here in Florida. So, you know, I think he has a lot of ties throughout the state and definitely has ties to my hometown, Baltimore.
And with professional athletes, sometimes the lines between their professional life and their personal life, you know, as far as what's out in the community, you know, it can be blurred, and some are more private, some are not. How would you, as mayor, consider the line between your personal life and your private life?
That's a great question. And actually, I can segue into the third question, if I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
So Thomas Jefferson said, when a man assumes a public trust, he should consider himself public property. And so, you know, I believe as a public official and anybody that's in that spotlight, the camera's on them 24/7, and they have a responsibility to be that public property at all times.
So your third person is Thomas Jefferson. You know, Thomas Jefferson was a great intellect and pushed forth through things that weren't always popular at the time. Can you talk about some ways you may be contrarian in as a leader in government today?
Yeah. So, you know, it was the young 32-year-old Thomas Jefferson that proclaimed all men are created equal in the Declaration of Independence. And so I think a lot of times that gets overlooked. You know, the Declaration of Independence, it was and is the guiding light of our country's sovereignty throughout history and continues to be that way. And that wrote, it's, you know, one person can start a political movement. It's we the people that the government is beholden to. And so as a mayor, going back to our last episode with, you know, my platform being, you know, interests from the people, is that it's, you know, we the people tell the government what to do. And, you know, that was our first document of a country.
Great. Thank you so much. Vincent Wicke, running for mayor. And we'll see you on episode 3.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your time.
From stpcatalyst.com.